What was this thing that stuck out on your stove? Did that catch the ashes?
Oh, surely. You see, I'm talking about the cook stove, the stove we cooked.
Uh-huh.
You had the firebox here.
Uh-huh.
And a door.
Uh-huh.
Well, then the hearth stuck out here, and uh-huh. the ashes would come down through the grate and out into the hearth. And you could take a shovel in, pick them up.
Uh-huh.
Surely. That was, every cook stove had the hearth sticking out.
Uh-huh.
In front.
I remember some of those big old ranges had a reservoir and fill it with water.
Well, heat 20 gallon of water back here, you know. Always had a lot of water. Yes. Well, we had them all the time, those big reservoirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you call the board up over your fireplace? Where you maybe had a clock or some pictures or?
Mantle.
What? Mantle.
Mantle, I believe. I believe we did have a mantle up there. And we could set. You see it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a shelf. Of course, mm-hmm. we called it. I mean, to me, it was just a shelf. It's an ordinary shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And we put a lamp up there, and the thing we had set up there.
Mm-hmm.
Get far enough up.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty handy things, aren't they?
Why, they're handy in anybody's house. Would be yet.
Did you have some metal things that you could put your logs on in your fireplace?
I don't believe so. Now they do have now. I know that.
Uh-huh. What do you call those things now?
My son-in-law has a fireplace and he uses that all winter. And I sit there and watch it and I don't know what he calls it.
You just enjoy it, huh?
I just enjoy it. I don't know what he calls it. He lives in Oklahoma City there. Has a big home, uh-huh. big fireplace.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? The fireplace went out of the country and went to the city.
He went to the city. I suspect you know or have heard of Dale Mitchell. The man, the ball player who played the Cleveland Indians 10 years?
Yeah.
That's the man I'm talking about. He's my son-in-law.
Oh. Did you ever go out and watch him play?
Oh, every summer for 10 consecutive summers. Go to Cleveland every summer. Didn't miss a summer.
Oh, they had some dandy teams, didn't they?
Oh, do you know Cleveland? Well, they won the World Series in 1948. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I sat right there and watched the game.
Hmm. Now, I was down in Arizona then. They had their spring training down there.
We went to Tucson one spring with the spring training and stayed 2 or 3 weeks at Tucson.
Uh-huh. Oh, I like that country down there.
That's a wonderful country. In the wintertime.
It's nice in the summer, too.
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, but you want to go up north, up into the mountains then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it gets too cold up in Colorado. I mean, up in the
mountains. No, I mean just north of Tucson, about 40, 45 miles up in the Corn Mountains.
I just never stopped up there. Uh-huh. I've been in Colorado a lot in the mountains, and then in Tucson and Phoenix.
Uh-huh. I didn't like Phoenix much, but I sure like Tucson. I don't think I'd like either one now.
Well, for old folks, for people that's retired, I think that either town would be an ideal place.
Yeah.
For the health.
Yeah. But I don't like it now because it's too much city.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the case everywhere now, you know. The country's going to city now.
Yeah. Well, when you burned, did you have a large piece of wood that you put at the back of your fireplace, one that would keep the fire going?
Oh, yes. We'd put a log in there for night, and mm-hmm. so it'd be a there the next morning, of course.
Mm-hmm. Did you call this anything special?
I don't believe we did. It would just be an extra large
mm-hmm.
log, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You see, wood was cut in every dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And we would use the smaller dimensions in the daytime, and then at night we'd put a big log. They called it a log, just mm-hmm. an ordinary, that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd burn, simmer all through the night, you know, the next morning, take the ashes out. We had the fire going.
All ready to go.
Yes.
What did you use to start your fires? Little pieces of wood? Little sticks? Or?
Oh, yes. Just bark, usually.
Uh-huh.
You know, the bark could get dry.
Yeah.
You jerk the bark open, it made good kindling. Now they have gas, you know, in the cities.
Yeah.
They turn the gas on.